Hey, Heather here. Designed to empower individuals to be their best self, the Ron Kitchens Always Forward Leadership Podcast brings fresh understanding to the issues today's leaders are facing and equips them with new perspectives and resources to lead forward. Welcome to today's conversation with Ron Kitchens and Brad Lominick.
Hey, welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. This is Ron, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Brad's off on assignment. We've got Bob Bodine today. It's an incredible interview. You know, Bob's both a good friend and coming to speak at Catalyst University this year, but Bob is the epitome of the power of who. So Bob's belief is you know the people or have connection to the people that can help you be successful. And Bob's actually one of my power of who stories. We have a great friend, Reed Ryan, who's the president of the Houston Astros, world champions, I guess I should say. And I asked Reed one day, who do you know that I should know? And will you introduce me to him? And that was Bob Bodine. And Bob and I have become fast friends, and he's coming to speak here in January at Catalyst University. And I know you're going to enjoy his presentation as much as you're going to enjoy this podcast. Looking forward to seeing you at Catalyst University. Enjoy.
It's hard to be a person in gratitude if you think you did it all yourself. Whether it's your creator who's placed that in you or whether it's your personal board of directors who've led you into that. You know, the ability to say thank you, I think, is one of those defining words for all great leaders. You know, if somebody can't say that authentically and regularly, they're probably not somebody that I want running one of our businesses or somebody I want to follow in my life.
I cannot agree any more with you. One of the great things about executive recruiting is you clearly understand from the very outset that you need some who to help you. Because all my friends help me get business, all my friends help me find the people. Then you're breaking that into smaller groups and you have every, you know, without a personal board. I just think it's crucial.
So the power of who is something, and we've talked about this before, that it, you know, was so kind of monumental in my life because I had been told, and I'm just slightly old enough that, you know, I remember the old guys. So I would go to the bank president's office, and I was very lucky. I'm from a small town, but the bank president was very kind in helping me start in business. But he had three of the largest versions of Rolodexes on his desk. And I would ask about it, and he said, well, that's success right there. You know, you need to gather all of these names and all this cards and information, and then that'll be success for you in the future. So I was about volume. But I think you've shown me and showed readers that the power of who isn't about that. So help me explain that to our listeners.
So first off, this isn't a book. It's a movement.
There you go.
It's a way of doing life. You know, when I started, and I was like you, I started out, I tried to, you know, I have 5,000 over the years. I found that I had 5,000 plus people that I had developed, okay, through all of a sudden 5 million miles on American Airlines trying to say hi, Bob. And then I did a study of who out of all those years gave me any business or touched my life, and it was 87. And so I took and focused in on the people who matter most, who touch your life. And I found as I would stop and refocus my efforts on the people I was given. See, I believe that you're given people in your life to help you in ways you never even possibly imagined. You know, these are people who get your mom into a hospital. They help your kids. You know, they're a friend. Friends are so much different than acquaintances. And so when we figure out how to actually do this thing that the world says is networking, okay, which is not working, which is faceless websites and handing out business cards to strangers, going to networking meetings, you know, hey, Ron, meet Bob, Bob, meet Ron, and then you're kind of stopping and going, hold a second, notice, you know, got a stick in my eye. And, you know, so their world over here is cold calls and mass emails and LinkedIn strategies and none of that. What if it was about the people we're neglecting, the people in our lives who help us? And so the answer is, that's obviously it. The references, endorsements, and testimonials, these are people who know you, who trust you, who you've done work with, and they know your life, they know who you are. And these people who, I tell people all the time that you got who, and this who are these special people, if you would just understand that they are resources and conduits to your goals and your dreams, and they want to help. And these people have resources and abilities to open up doors for you that you couldn't imagine, everything changes. And so we go from this big number out here that never worked for us and made us confused, made us tired, kind of got us over here and we're busy and we don't know where to go in a Rolodex. So, I mean, how would you start? Who would you call today? I mean, do I just pick out a letter? You know? And so I find is the worst part about sometimes the phones and the iPhones we have is that you start out and you're saying, hey, I need to call some friends today and do it. And so you start by A, and by the time you got to C, you're done. And then all the D, E, F, G, and onward don't get anything. This is a totally new way of thinking because friends and business are not taboo. That's what we've been taught. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a Madoff strategy. You can't talk to your thing. So let me get this correct. We're supposed to work with people we don't know and don't trust? Come on. It's all ridiculous. And so there's a couple statistics that are really great for people at any age because the power who works, whether you're 22 and you're graduating college, you didn't go to college. It works great for them. It's whether you're 35 and all of a sudden you're caught up in all the things you do and your life's going in different directions. Here's the thing, 87% of all jobs and all deals, like if we're trying to go get new business, are placed and helped giving us this business through a friend. That's how it is. And so 94% of the reason you're getting the job after you are already qualified, right? You're qualified, but 94% of the reason is because I like you. And so when we stop right now and remind people in this new power that you already know everyone you need to know, that I'm not saying you're not going to get to know more people in the future, but for your crisis where you are today, if we looked at your list of people, this community of friends that you've developed over years through love and unconditional giving, they will come to your aid if you ask them. There it is, Ron. We don't like as a society to ask people for help, do we?
No. It's particularly men. It makes us feel weak.
Right. But if you and I are friends, best friends, Ron, and I ask you for help, would you help me?
Absolutely.
Right. And see, why would you deny me the joy of helping you? See, it never works in reverse. And so I'm always trying to remind people that, hey, this is currently a world. And if you have 100 friends and I have 100 friends, we don't have 200 together. We got 10,000. Your friends have friends. But we don't have 100. But if we had 50, we'd have 2,500. And that'd be too many. If you have 12 friends, three close and one best, that's one best friend, three next that you have, and eight others, a total of 12, it changed the world. Dang, if you have one friend, you're blessed. Three, rich. This changes everything. And that's why it's a movement, because we're giving people permission to go deeper with their friends. You know, better relationships, deeper friendships, right, equals success.
I tell you, that's absolute gold, Bob. You know, I just saw some data the other day that indicated that the number one determination of a man's life, the number of years he's going to live after his spouse passes away, isn't his health indicators, it isn't his lifestyle, it isn't anything other than, does he have close friends? Because it's the loneliness and the isolation that kills him, not disease or hereditary. And I tell you, that just struck me. It made me sad, but I thought, man, Bob's message is ever so much more important today when we see these kinds of isolation that lots of areas of our life are causing.
So men after the age of 35, stop adding new friends, a large percentage. And men over 60, okay, stop going back even to their old friends and focus just in on their family. And both of those are big mistakes because you and I were created to be great friends. That's what we were created. God created this. And our friends don't stop. But the answer is we don't have to have a large amount, but you're just not allowed to have none. And you sure as heck with your mate have to be really, really best friends. And so somehow our society has changed that a little bit where we put our wives in like a different category. Okay. And so we're not being best friends. But here's what Harvard Business Study just said. You're best friends with your wife. You have less chance over the age of 65 to get cancer.
Yep. I saw that same study.
Yeah, that's just a great study. And, you know, and a lot of guys, they'll look out and say, hey, it's not just liking your wife. It's not just coming to a point because, you know, at various times, you know, you had your first time where you got busy with your kids and then you're all of a sudden in your late 50s, you're 55, 60, and then all of a sudden all the kids are gone and you got to reconnect.
We're in empty nest mode right now in our house, and we've discovered that, yeah, we're not exactly sure what we like anymore, because it's always been about family and children things. And so it's kind of fun to re-explore our lives.
And see, the hard part is because everybody's been going different directions, doing all this other stuff, or even if it was the other way around, at some point you got to back together and really stop and say, hey, wow, how lucky am I to have a best friend? And then you start to re-explore, hey, what do we want to do with this? What new fun things can we do? Maybe we can't go jogging. Now we can go bike riding.
That's right. But it's got to be intentional. I think that's what we see from The Power of Who, is we've got to be intentional about our lives.
Yes. And about those people in our lives that make matter, because people matter most. Our heart knows it. God taught us. And yet most of us forget.
Boy, dead on. Well, Bob, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. And thank you for joining us January 25th for Catalyst University. I am so excited. And, you know, we've talked about this, but our team is reading The Power of Who together right now. And so when you get here, we're all going to have individual questions too. So we're so excited you're going to be with us.
I'm really excited as well. Make friends, help your friends in every way possible. And then you'd be shocked, as my dad used to say, don't be surprised, you do a lot of business with your friends.
And it's joyous business.
Joyous. It's the best because, hey, people say all the time, I'd do anything for my friends. What are you talking about? I'm not going to do less. I'm going to do more.
That's right. And I'm not going to cheat you. I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to slow pay you. We're going to do life together, which means we get to win and celebrate together.
100%. You've got to go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated.
That's gold right there. Go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. That is awesome. Bob, thanks for being with us today. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. We hope today's insights will help you develop into the leader you dream to be. To subscribe to Ron's blog or to submit a question for Ron to discuss in a future podcast, visit ronkitchens.com or tweet him at ronkitchens.